Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 21st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Justice Department picks a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. Disney fires its CEO. Americans brace for travel chaos this Thanksgiving. Happy birthday, Joe Biden. Also ahead, propaganda won in the midterm vote. But first, Attorney General Merrick Garland naming Jack Smith as a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. Smith previously led the Justice Department's Public Integrity Division. Since 2018, he's been overseas at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Mr. Trump dismissing the appointment as yet another witch hunt. Quote, I will not partake in this appalling announcement today by the egregiously corrupt Biden administration and their weaponized Department of Justice, unquote. Elon Musk reinstalling Donald Trump's Twitter account. The profile was banned after the January 6th Capitol riot. The billionaire Musk conducted an online survey about resurrecting the account. 15 million people voted. Final result, 52% wanted Trump back on Twitter. 48% said no. As I predicted, the Disney Corporation has fired CEO Bob Chapek, who alienated millions of traditional Americans with his woke posture. Former CEO Robert Iger, also a woke guy, takes over as Disney is hemorrhaging money. 55 million Americans traveling between now and Thanksgiving, flyers bracing for the most expensive air tickets in history, airfare up 25% across the board. Economists blame high prices on fewer options, carriers slashing routes because of pilot shortages. Folks traveling this week will spend an average of $350 a ticket, up from $250 one year ago. President Biden turning 80 over the weekend, making him the first octogenarian president in history. The previous record belonged to Ronald Reagan, who was 77 when he left the White House. Mr. Biden will be 86 years old by the end of his second term. Of course, he will not run for a second term. Wait and see. In a moment, propaganda wins again. Right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A very serious reality check. One of the reasons the surf never came up for Republicans on Election Day was the barrage of Democrat propaganda, which was relayed nonstop by the corrupt corporate media. It was relentless. Democracy is on the ballot, implying a GOP victory would end the republic. The Republicans want to destroy Medicare and Social Security. Abortion will be illegal everywhere. Trump and his deniers will do heinous things, on and on and on. You all heard it. Yes, it's true that conservatives grind out propaganda as well, but they don't have a corporate media to peddle it. It's also true that only a nitwit would believe the left-wing hysteria. But there are many nitwits in the USA. One word, crypto. Sadly, many Americans believe what they want to believe and gobble up propaganda like it's Haagen-Dazs, especially since there is no accountability. Foolish, ill-informed votes count, and intellectually limited Americans often seek out friends in the same category. Call it goony birds of a feather flock together. Here is a vivid example of propaganda that took deep root in this country. On March 25, 2021, the state of Georgia passed the Election Integrity Act so that the Trump chaos could not happen again in the Peach State. The new law streamlined the voting process and mandated voter ID, something very loathsome to the far left. In response, President Biden read these words, quote, "This is Jim Crow in the 21st century. It must end," unquote. Of course, it did not end as the courts found no violation of voters' rights in the new law. Then another nitwit, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, attempted to punish Georgia by moving the baseball All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Said Manfred, quote, "Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box," unquote. Wow, that man is noble, is he not? Well, on November 8th, the state of Georgia had a record-high voter turnout for a midterm election, and the state accurately counted the 4 million ballots on Election Day. It didn't take a week. So I'm expecting an apology from Joe Biden, Rob Manfred, and the legions of corrupt commentators who cynically manipulated the American people over the Georgia election law. But there's no chance these people will ever acknowledge their deception because that's not part of the propaganda program. Jesus said, "The truth will set you free." Not sure the Nazarene anticipated all the nitwits. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com if you'd like more news analysis, at least honest news analysis. And Killing the Legends, my big bestseller, I hope you consider it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 91 years ago today, the most popular monster movie of all time was released. The film spawned 16 sequels, dozens of books, even a children's breakfast cereal. Here is the story of Frankenstein. 20-year-old author Mary Shelley published the book in 1818. She concocted the monster as part of a dare while staying at a Swiss mansion with her husband and a group of friends. The writers held a contest. Who could create the scariest story? Later that night, Mary revealed the plot of Frankenstein, a cautionary tale about the dangers of placing science over God. The ambitious Dr. Frankenstein, hell-bent on defying death, creates human life by robbing graves and assembling body parts. The book, an instant success. 100 years later, Universal Studios was down on its luck. But all that changed in 1930 with the successful movie Dracula. Executives immediately ordered up more horror flicks. On December 21st, 1931, Frankenstein premiered, starring Boris Karloff as the monster. Audience and critics were terrified. Wrote the New York Times, "There's no denying that it is far and away the most effective thing of its kind. Beside it, Dracula is tame and quite boring." For the next 30 years, Boris Karloff played the monster in a dozen sequels, including Bride of Frankenstein, Son of Frankenstein, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, and Ghost of Frankenstein. Karloff died before another film could be made called Frankenstein Hosts a Cable News Program. And here's something else you might not know. Frankenstein's monster is not just a hit on Halloween. He's also the most successful commercial character in history. The monster has appeared in hundreds of advertisements, including Volkswagen, Pepsi, Hershey's Chocolate, Chevrolet, Radio Shack, even a heartburn medication. Fans of Frankenstein will not have to wait long for another movie. A reboot of the classic hits theaters next summer. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.